About 2,000 people packed into the Pat Walker Performing Arts Center at Springdale High School last night to hear from Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton. His constituents filled the bottom floor and upper balcony. Dozens of others waited outside at the doors once the building reached capacity. Most people were local, but some came from as far as central Arkansas to ask the senator a question. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek went to the town hall.
Every time the crowd booed or cheered for someone opposing Senator Tom Cotton, a group of about 10 University of Arkansas College Republicans held up their signs. Students for Cotton and Make America Great Again were just some of them. Eric McLean was in that group, surrounded by people holding up red thumbs down signs for most of the time Cotton spoke.
I come from a town, Fort Smith, where we got hit with Whirlpool moving to Mexico, and trade deals were hurting us badly, and Obama wasn't really caring for us or standing with us. And so Tom Cotton, I believe, stands with us, and I believe Donald Trump stands with us in that way.
Like the majority of Arkansans, McLean supports Cotton and President Donald Trump. But the college Republicans were in the minority at Cotton's town hall, which didn't stop Jesse Kloss.
Obviously, people ask you questions when you have a sign, but I think as supporters, we have just as much a right to have signs and make our voices heard as the 75% who were here that felt the other way.
As with other town halls around the country, the Affordable Care Act and Congress's plan to repeal and replace it were brought up early.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I know we obviously got a lot of people. I know from some of the comments I've heard today and also the input we got in our office that health care is on a lot of people's minds.
Katie McFarland spoke with Cotton while sitting in a walker. She told the audience she has Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, an inherited and incurable connective tissue disorder that alters the biology of collagen in the body.
EDS weakens my heart and my veins. It paralyzes my stomach. It affects and weakens my immune system. I qualify for Medicare, but unfortunately, it's useless for me since only two of my doctors, who are the only doctors in over a 500-mile radius who are familiar with my condition, accept Medicare. Without the coverage for pre-existing conditions, I will die. That is not hyperbole. I will die. Without the protections against lifetime coverage caps, I will die.
McFarland asked Cotton whether he would commit to replacing the ACA the same way he has committed to repealing it.
So, Katie, I'm committed, after repealing Obamacare, to health care reform that fixes all
in what way will you prevent coverage gaps?
You asked everyone.
Thank you.
You asked everyone to stand.
Will you prevent coverage gaps? Will you have a replacement in place to prevent coverage gaps the second the repeal goes through?
This back and forth between Cotton and McFarland and the audience went on for several minutes.
Katie, what I'm committed to is making sure that people with conditions as serious as yours or young, healthy people all have access to affordable, quality, personalized care. So,
although he acknowledged those who have been helped by the ACA, Cotton also spoke of those who have been hurt by it, like Valerie Harris, who told the audience she's a teacher at a residential facility for children with special needs.
I work three jobs, actually. And the reason I have to work two more jobs is because my health insurance at my first place of employment doubled in the last 3 years. I'd like to say that there are other stories, and there are a lot of people in Arkansas that do support Senator Cotton.
There were a handful of moments when Cotton got more cheers than jeers, like when Marsha Barnes asked him if he agreed with President Trump, who called the media the enemy of the American people.
So Marsha, the answer to your question is no. Marsha, I would say this more broadly. I know we just had a very hotly contested campaign. It was very divisive. No American should look at another American as our enemy. We may be opponents, we may have disagreements, but at the end of the day, we're Americans.
There were also cheers when he spoke of climate change.
The great weight of evidence shows that the Earth's climate has warmed up in the last couple hundred years. It shows, I think, I think there's good evidence, and it's a reasonable inference, that 200 years of industrialization by human activity has contributed to that in part.
But those moments were few and far in between, and the mood quickly changed when Cotton began talking about energy policy.
Greenhouse gas emissions have fallen over the last couple decades in the United States. That's in part because as we produce more natural gas, and as the cost of natural gas has gone down, it's better than coal, and natural gas is a cleaner fuel than coal is. It's also in part because we have new cutting-edge coal-fired technologies like we have right down in southwest Arkansas. The plant in Fulton, Arkansas is one of the most advanced, one of the cleanest coal-burning plants in America.
And the final comment of the evening came from Toby, who in his words is almost 8, but is 7.
Donald Trump makes Mexicans not important to people who are in Arkansas who like Mexicans, like me, my grandma, and all my people. And he's deleting all the parks and PBS Kids just to make a wall. He shouldn't do that.
Patsy Walker and Kathy Short didn't stay to hear all of Cotton's responses to the questions he was asked. Like many others, they left during the town hall.
For me, I'm leaving because I feel like the individuals asking the questions are being overly emotional, and the conversation is just very ineffective.
I agree with her, but I also think that the people in there feel like they haven't been heard in so long, that this is the result of that.
Xiomara Caldera stayed for the whole town hall.
I feel it's our duty as members of the society to speak out when we feel like our government is acting unfairly, unjustly, or isn't doing their job as they should be.
Caldera was there with Michelle Rankel, who says, as an immigrant in the Hispanic community, her main concern is immigration policy.
The separation of families was sort of addressed, the wall was sort of addressed, but the direct fear that our communities are feeling right now in Northwest Arkansas is not being addressed enough. And I think that is something that was very easy for him to shy away from in this setting, but that we need to keep making more personal for him to understand and demand that he not accept the executive actions of Donald Trump, that he not fund, you know, additional ICE agents or border agents because they're not necessary. What we need is immigration reform.
Like most of the issues brought up that evening, the assessment of Cotton's handling of the town hall was split down party lines. College Republican Jesse Kloss says the senator's message resonated with her.
I think he did a good job. I think obviously it was a very hostile crowd, but I think he addressed a lot of the concerns, and I was really impressed because I like his pro-America message, because a lot of the times when you hear, you know, people on the left that talk about it, it's that, you know, oh, Republicans are racist, Republicans are bigots, but it's really not that. It's just we think we should take care of the American people first, and I think that was the central theme of his messaging, and I appreciate that.
Fellow college Republican Eric McLean agreed that Cotton did the best he could in front of a crowd of 2,000 people. What could have done better in one particular instance?
He could have done better in answering some of the stuff. I think when the woman came up about the pre-existing conditions, he could have answered a little bit better. He could have been a little more heartwarming, but, you know, past is past. You got to move on. You got to keep moving.
McLean and Kloss and Caldera and Rankel perhaps wouldn't agree on much, but they were brought together by yesterday's town hall for the same reason. They're thinking about the future, and they want to play a role in shaping it. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
Last night's town hall wrapped up half an hour later than it was supposed to, but it also started about 15 minutes late. Senator Tom Cotton did encourage those who didn't get a chance to ask him a question or wanted to address a private matter to fill out a question form in the lobby so he and his staff could respond in letter or email form.